Somehow we have yet another controversy involving Carlos Gomez. Last night, first game of the three-game series in Arlington. Colin McHugh, I guess, may have been a little assertive. I wouldn't even say aggressive, throwing a little bit inside, high and inside to Carlos Gomez in the bottom of the second inning. Gomez took exceptions to that, then fouled off a pitch the next pitch, and then he kind of stared down Colin McHugh, went out to the mound, didn't rush the mound, benches clear, the whole thing. Let's hear from both sides. We will start with the enemy. Here's Carlos Gomez on why he has an issue with Colin McHugh.
I get hit many times, like on my neck, on my shoulder, and nobody say nothing about, so I just react and tell him, what do you want? You want to do this or you want to play baseball? Because if you want to do this, there's so many ways to do it. You don't have to be outside when there's a 50 player down there. I wait for him last time, and he run like a little cat.
Where did he wait for him last night? Did he think he waited for him outside the locker room, the clubhouse? Because it seems like those situations, as it was with the who'd the Rockets do that with? Remember when Beverly
went? Solid Mesri.
That's right.
Solid Mesri.
Trevor Ariza was waiting for him.
That's right.
There's Ariza with, but he had Harden and Beverly with him, right? It's going to be good old-fashioned rumble. It's going to be like the Sharks and the Jets going at it. Except Mesri left through a back door, didn't he?
They made him, yeah.
He ran like a little cat. Is that what he said? He ran like a little cat?
That's what he said, yeah.
Who would you take?
He ran like a little cat.
Yeah.
Plus, he did. I feel like he didn't even run. He just stood in front of the pitching mound.
I think like Gomez would have kind of like a size and explosiveness element to him. McHugh, I feel like
he's got the hand-eye coordination.
I feel like McHugh might be a dirtier fighter than you expect.
Possible.
I feel like he could have a nasty side
to him.
He's
a grinder.
He's on that gluten-free diet too, so his endurance is probably better than it used to be. He used to be like 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah,
might want fat McHugh to fight Gomez.
Here's Colin McHugh with his perspective on what happened last night in Arlington.
I just asked him if we had a problem. It's a rhetorical question because clearly he's got a problem with me. I don't exactly know what it is, but whatever the case, he came out and I asked him what the issue was, and he said, "Yeah, I got a problem with you," and that was it. Everybody else was out there by that point in time, but you know, the game goes on. I don't want to spend any more mental effort thinking about Carlos Gomez. So
That was Colin McHugh.
And a lot of people, I've actually used this GIF before. I can't find it now, but there was the incident a couple years ago where McHugh got somebody hit a fly ball off of McHugh, and I can't remember exactly what Gomez did. It wasn't even like he lost the ball. He just decided to take a weird track towards the ball, and they pan back on the replay to McHugh's face, and he's very clearly saying like, "What the bleep are you doing?" And I don't know if it goes back to that. Like, maybe Gomez felt like he was shown up in that instance. I don't know.
Baseball needs a penalty box. Baseball needs to just let guys fight like in hockey, and they have to sit out. You have to play with eight guys for like an inning or something like that. Like, we need a penalty box. This sport needs to be spiced up.
Dude, why don't we do that? Let's just do that instead of the juiced ball. Just play with eight. Get rid of second base.
Just stay out of their way. Let McHugh and Gomez fight. McHugh, you can sit out an inning. I know that normally when a reliever comes in, but you're out for an inning. Gomez, you miss your next at bat, and then we go back at it.
McHugh can come back in the game after the inning.
Yes.
Okay, so you can come back.
If you play with eight, who do you eliminate?
You choose.
I would say
get rid of your second baseman and then move your first baseman over more in your shortstop.
Yeah, I guess the move would be probably get rid of an infielder and just kind of like have each one cover more ground.
Yeah.
No, if nobody's on, I'm getting rid of my catcher and I'm just throwing it right there. I'm getting rid of the catcher.
That's not a bad idea.
But if there are guys on base, then the catcher's coming in.
That's a pain in the butt. That's a whole lot of running around after the ball after that. Then somebody's got to come in and... Because it's not like the batter's going to be like, "Oh, do it solid and grab the ball for you and throw it back to you."
Umpire's toughness.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you need like a shield in front of the umpire is the problem. Gomez, here's something. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Fabian Washington, random reference alert.
Old Fabs.
Fabian Washington had a joke on Twitter on Sunday when he was watching the Redskins-Raiders game when he was like, "Man, the Raiders, they look like it's me out there playing defense on Sunday night."
Yeah.
Basically, just making fun of how bad they were in the secondary. And people, like, loved it, like the self-deprecating humor. People like that once in a while, right? Or pretty often. I mean, Gomez has to realize, you sucked here. Now, you did have some big moments, including a home run in the wild card game 2 years ago, right around this time, against the Yankees. And he had some moments here and there, but by and large, it was a bad trade because he was just awful here. and he got a second life in Texas, and he got a little bit of, you know, I think a 1-year contract this year.
Yeah.
Just be grateful that you're in a good spot for you. It wasn't your fault that the Astros, it's not their fault that you were so bad here.
Right.
And he even admitted, and Lance McCullers told us sitting right in front of me that it seemed like Gomez put too much pressure on himself. And we all kind of sense that.
Yeah.
It's not on them.
Oh, and somebody was pointing out in the second inning, Gomez just kept staring at McHugh. And the Gomez dropped fly ball was much later in the game. That was in that game. The Gomez was staring at me. I'm confused now. Other people are saying get rid of shortstop, move third base more towards second. Oh, that might make more sense, actually.
But you feel usually your shortstop's your best defensive player.
But then your shortstop becomes your third baseman. You're eliminating the position, not the person.
Okay,
it's not like you're saying, get rid of Correa anyway.
He's saying get rid of
that position.
Yes.
And then just have whoever was your shortstop would go ahead and play third base. Or, depending on what his body type and size was, maybe you move him to second and get rid of your second baseman.
That's what you might
do. But he's playing that new second base.
I misread the...
Shortstop is kind of a bastard position anyway. I feel like in the purest form of the game, there were only eight guys on defense.
The purest?
Yeah, in the purest form.
We got a text that Gomez has a problem with McHugh only. They got into it when the bench is clear earlier this year. I mean, that may very well be the case. I just thought in the second inning, McHugh ran a fastball at 90 miles an hour up high, and this was not Lance McCullers' Mike Napoli from 3 months ago. This was fairly innocuous to me.
Who's the most curious among athletes that hate Houston after they left? I guess, Donato's...
713-572-4610.
The Chandler Parsons one was just really weird to me, the one that he had to take shots at Houston when... Maury did him a solid in a lot of respects in the way all that went down.
He got his chance here.
Yeah.
He became a good NBA player here.
He got paid more in Dallas than he was actually worth.
I feel
like even Chandler Parsons should know that. And then his legs fell apart. His knees fell apart.
Yes.
And somehow, you get this feeling that he blames it all on Houston, and he's got to take shots at how the city stinks and all this.
Ryan Anderson, a top 5 or 10 most thoughtful athlete in the city, he recognizes the contract that he received. At Media Day. All right, we finished
I thought we were about to listen into him talk about that, since you and everybody else at the station seems to think Ryan Anderson is one step above the Pope in terms of, oh my gosh, he's handling this with such grace.
We finish up with Cody Stutes. Has the pecking order changed for the Houston Texans on defense as they enter a big Week 4 matchup against Tennessee? Mike and Seth, Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610.